Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
We could be as little as 48 hours away from having an NHL team here in Utah.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage with the latest reports. Adam?
Amanda, sources tell Sportico the NHL Executive Committee has signed off on moving the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City. Now, the deal needs the approval of the NHL's Board of Governors. That's one of the final hurdles left to clear for a deal like this, expansion. They are one of those final steps. If those current team owners sign off, Arizona Sports reports a press conference to officially announce the sale of the Coyotes will happen, or at least is on target to happen, either this Thursday or Friday. A source tells the Associated Press the deal to sell the Coyotes to Jazz owner Ryan Smith is worth $1 billion. The Coyotes will play what could be their final home game in Arizona tomorrow night, but I know I've talked with a couple of really disappointed Arizona fans. Some good news for them. They still have the door open to get an expansion team if they can get a new arena built in the next 5 years. Now, what is this team's name going to be once this deal becomes official? KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff went to the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns, where people are passionately debating the possibilities.
All of those I spoke with are thrilled with the idea of professional hockey coming to Utah, but they were definitely not all on the same page about a name for the team.
I'm voting for Blizzards. Let's stick with the double Z's, right? It's a Utah thing.
They didn't change the Jazz name, did they? So I think a name should stick with the team.
I've seen a lot of Yetis, but I don't know about that.
The Yetis are the Blizzard.
It's Golden Eagles or bust for me, so if they don't name it that, I'm staying an Avalanche fan.
Several of these fans tell me they'll also be paying close attention to how much the tickets are going to cost. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
And a question we've been getting from a lot of our listeners, what happens to the Utah Grizzlies once an NHL team moves into town? KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has some answers.
The Grizzlies will be staying in Utah, playing at the Maverick Center as usual for at least the next season. Vice president of the team, Jared Youngman, says they'll also remain a minor league affiliate for the NHL's Colorado Avalanche, even if the Arizona Coyotes come to Utah because of the continuing contract that they have with Colorado. But he says once that contract is over, the arrangement could change.
The Grizzlies start their next season in the Maverick Center in October. And of course, stay with KSL News Radio this week for the latest developments on the NHL potentially coming to Utah. We're monitoring the story 24/7. We'll bring you the latest updates when they happen live. Reporting live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Adam, thank you. We got some breaking college basketball news this morning out of BYU that isn't good news for Cougar fans. The team's top recruit, Colin Chandler, has decommitted from BYU and will follow coach Mark Pope to Kentucky. Chandler was recruited by top college teams all over the country. KSL BYU insider Mitch Harper will join us live to break down the BYU basketball coaching search coming up at 8:45.
KSL's top national stories now. It could take weeks to select jurors at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky was in the courtroom on day one.
Sometimes he would tug on the sleeve of his attorney, Todd Blanche, to get his attention if he heard something maybe he wanted his defense attorney to respond to. And at one point, the defense attorney seemed to tap Trump on the arm as if to say, okay, I got it.
So far, no jurors have been selected.
Vice President Kamala Harris returned to the campaign trail and made a trip to Las Vegas.
There is a direct track between what we have seen in states like Arizona, what the people of Nevada are fighting for, and who the previous president was.
This comes 1 week after the Arizona Supreme Court upheld a law from 1864 that bans most abortions in that state.
Two Utah gun shop owners face charges accused of stealing over $600,000. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with more. Peter?
Amanda, St. George-based Urban Arms LLC advised to customers that it could deliver huge amounts of ammunition. But the Department of Justice says in a press release, the owners have taken orders worth hundreds of thousands of dollars and delivered nothing in return. These orders include $300,000 for body armor for Ukrainian soldiers, plus another $215,000 for night vision goggles and optics for Ukrainian first responders. The DOJ claims in an unsealed indictment that the deliveries never arrived. And according to a press release from the DOJ, this couple that owns the company also claimed their clients include the FBI and the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. And according to the Health and Law Group from Los Angeles, wire fraud charges alone could rack up to 20 years in prison and a quarter of $1 million in fines. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Time again for that first look traffic, so let's go back over to Andy.
And right now it's trouble on a couple of spots. I-15 still slow as you cross 215 in Murray. We've got some southbound slowing, not as bad as some days, but you'll have to dip below the speed limit, leaving Ogden down under Riverdale. And SR-201, a big long slowdown between Mountain View and 3200 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A new government report says the suicide bombing in Afghanistan that killed 13 U.S. troops in 2021 was not preventable. Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover grew up here in Utah and was killed during that attack. His father, Darren Hoover, spoke with KSL-TV after being debriefed about the report.
A lot of high emotions, and sometimes disgust, sometimes, grateful.
Hoover says the report answers some questions, but he says his son and the other troops could have survived if the government had done a better job planning the troop evacuation.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-related care for transgender youth while lawsuits over a state law move forward. Under the law, physicians could spend up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-related care to people under the age of 18.
Another body has been recovered at the site of the Baltimore Highway Bridge collapse.
The recovery of a fourth body from a construction vehicle in the underwater wreckage has been announced by officials at the scene in Baltimore. The FBI says agents boarded the container ship that crashed into the span, causing the collapse. They're looking for any evidence of criminal wrongdoing. And hours before leaving port, the container ship had apparent electrical problems, says a person with knowledge of the situation to the Associated Press.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson says two bodies are still missing.
Hey, if you're pulled over in West Jordan, there's a chance you'll get some roadside help instead of a ticket. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Tim, this could happen if you're driving with a broken taillight or turn signal. Basically, anything you may be struggling to pay on time. Well, now West Jordan PD is the latest department to join the Lights On program, a national initiative that allows officers to give you a voucher to get that problem fixed. 21 other states have similar programs. In Minneapolis, Inspector Charlie Adams says it's a good way to get to know the officers.
We stop folks and folks think they're going to get a ticket. We're able to give them this coupon and make their day.
Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
And coming up, we have patches of northbound slowing on I-15 in Salt Lake County heading toward the downtown area. We'll check that traffic and weather together just ahead.
Make a plan and practice the plan for your family.
Utah's news station is where Utah turns to make sure that you and your families are safe.
The Great Utah Shakeout, Thursday on KSL News Radio.
Hello, I'm Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. Our skyrocketing national debt is the greatest risk to the American dream. We can fix America's debt crisis, but not with politicians who are more worried about their next election than America's next generation. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Discover the best of senior living at Trio Orem and Trio South Ogden. Today's older adults aren't wrapping up their life's journey. They're seeking a new one. And Trio Independent Living is here to help them do just that. With a smart, modern, and connected lifestyle, residents cultivate relationships and maximize independence through signature programs like Prime Fit Wellness that bring living well and well-being to life. Welcome to the new age of senior living. Schedule your visit at leisurecare.com/Utah today.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Have winter conditions damaged your parking lot asphalt or concrete surfaces? Call GoPave Utah and get on their schedule. GoPaveUtah.com.
A happy place comes in many colors. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with CertaPro Painters and make your happy place your home. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy. During our spring sales event, special offers are available through April 30th. Schedule your home painting project today and bring happiness home. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at CertaPro.com.
It already feels like home.
Common Spirit Health has expert orthopedic care that gets you back at it and back to your best. Find skilled orthopedic physicians at Common Spirit locations who specialize in general orthopedics and repair of hips, knees, shoulders, and hands, so you can return to running races or chasing the grandkids. Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Orthopedic care with human kindness is here. Visit mountain.commonspirit.org.
KSL News Time, 8:09, traffic and weather together. Again, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Been a pretty good morning, Andy.
Yeah, we've managed to avoid major slowdowns on I-15, although right now we've got a pretty slow stretch of 21st South from Mountain View Corridor all the way over to 3200 West, a couple miles that you'll have to wait through in slowdowns there. I-15 right now, heavy traffic, yeah, from Bangor to about 114th, but you'll stay pretty close to the speed limit even in that. Heather?
The slowest traffic on southbound I-15 right now is between Beck Street and 1100 North exit as you approach downtown Salt Lake City. The rest of I-15, occasionally you see some brake lights, especially between Ogden and Roy, but it's for the most part at freeway speeds at the moment. Still have quite a bit of congestion on city streets like Harrison Boulevard in Ogden and SR-193 through Clearfield and Layton. Eric.
Pretty slow going out of Eagle Mountain and Saratoga Springs, both on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North. You could try Lehigh's Main Street. Less lanes, a little bit slower speed limits, but you might get there a little bit faster if you're heading over to the freeway. You also have slowdowns on Redwood Road northbound, approaching 2100 North. I-15 looks good throughout Utah County. And 215 Eastbelt heading north from Cottonwood Heights up to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. No problems there. Murdoch Chevrolet, home of 2.9% for 6 years on Silverado. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be running a solid 14 warmer than yesterday. How about a high of 63 with mostly sunny skies by this afternoon? Overnight, mostly clear skies, 44 the low. Tomorrow, 62, we could get a little bit breezy as a shallow cool front brushes by the northern half of the state, bringing partly cloudy skies for the valleys and maybe a mountain shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Doesn't the sunshine on the blossoms of those trees outside of Triad Center just lift your spirits?
Oh, it does. It absolutely does.
Yeah, beautiful day out there right now, 46 degrees.
Boy, the issue of home squatters has been something I've seen a lot about in the news. Debbie's going to talk to us about, do we have a risk of that here in Utah? And if so, what does it look like? Debbie Dujanovic joins us in a moment.
Remember to look for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news traffic and weather station.
You know, makeup can be expensive.
Yeah.
And shoes. Shoes can be expensive. Name brand clothing can be expensive, but not at NPS.
Yeah. And you're always in need of shoes.
Always in need of makeup, yeah.
Purses.
Right. And they have, these are brand new name brand products that you would spend 2, 3, 4 times as much for at a regular retail outlet.
I just laugh a little bit because that's always the discussion with my wife. What we're talking about, of course, is NPS.
NPS.
That's where you can save 20 to 70% off of everything, including makeup and shoes and purses. Right now, they've got an additional, this is on top of the other discounts we're talking about, an additional 50% off clothing and clothing accessories, 25% off toys.
Yeah, of toys, 25% additionally off office supplies. Why in the world would you want to spend more for office supplies than you have to? Go and see. Does NPS have what you need? You'll pay pennies on the dollar.
And just in time for warmer weather, too, at the industrial store, 30% off swimming pools and another 30% off tents and sleeping bags.
This is the way to shop. NPS, there are 4 locations, 2 in Salt Lake, 1 in Orem, and 1 in Layton.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with 3 teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the NHL Executive Committee has reportedly approved the relocation of the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City. Now only the league's Board of Governors need to sign off. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, dozens of potential jurors were dismissed after saying they can't be impartial in former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. More in a moment with ABC News.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
201 freeway backed up from about Mountain View Corridor to 3200 West, and now I-15 starting to see a few brake lights, not just heavy traffic, but actual slowdowns around 4500 South in Murray. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot more sunshine today with highs back into the 60s. I'm Matt Johnson.
46 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
With a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump speaking outside the courtroom where he is on trial for allegedly falsifying business records to cover up an affair with a porn star, the former president telling reporters.
We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen.
ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
He's tethered to his seat. He can't really speak. His lawyers do all the talking. And he is addressed rather generically as the defendant. Only his lawyers call him president. So he is far now from the adulation of a campaign rally crowd and the rather glitzy surroundings of his golf courses.
On Monday, 50 of the potential jurors were dismissed because they said they didn't feel they could be fair and impartial toward the defendant. Funding for Israel, Taiwan, Ukraine, and security in the U.S., all of it is supposed to be voted on this week in the House. However, Speaker Mike Johnson has decided to divide it to better ensure the chances of passage.
Rather than putting the Senate-passed $95 billion foreign aid bill on the floor of the House, the Speaker is teeing up votes on individual portions of it. Then a final measure, with provisions forcing the sale of TikTok and extending a lend-lease program to Ukraine. Lacking unanimity within his own Republican caucus, Mike Johnson will need the help of Democrats to get all this to the Senate. And from there, Senate Democrats will have to agree to all of it to get it onto the president's desk.
It's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington. The Supreme Court hearing arguments on the statute under which many of the January 6th protesters were charged. Iowa's Kayla Clark says she knows it won't be easy, but she's ready for the WNBA.
You know, people are going to expose my weaknesses, but that's the amazing thing about it. That's the challenge that I wanted. And I think that's the biggest thing.
She was number one pick in last night's draft, going to the Indiana Fever. Number two, 6'4", Cameron Brink. You're listening to ABC News.
Amanda, you and I were talking off the air about all of these squatter stories that have been popping up around the country. And it made us wonder, Deb, what our squatter rules or laws are here in Utah.
You guys have been doing a lot of coverage on this, and that's what tipped us off to start looking at this as a segment for our talk show. So we're going to do 30 minutes on squatters' rights and homeowners' rights. And in Florida, things really went south for a lot of homeowners. So bad there. Things got so out of control that lawmakers took the bull by the horns and they flipped the switch on squatters and they made it totally illegal. Believe it or not, what was happening in Florida was that people who either were landlords, owned the property, or homeowners who had just, you know, gone on vacation were coming back. Yeah, and they were finding that people are, just going to Arizona for the summer, or coming back to Florida for the winter or however, they are finding their homes occupied by people who don't belong there and they can't get rid of them.
But why do squatters have any rights?
Well, it was crazy in Florida. They were being taken to court civilly, and so these homeowners were having... They were the ones being banned from their own properties. So they were fighting this out, duking this out in civil court. Florida laws totally changed as of March. Lawmakers passed a law that gave law enforcement more criminal teeth to go after squatters and toss them out of the homes and return the rights to homeowners, which they're, you know, it's typical for criminals to always find some sort of a loophole, no matter how small that loophole might be. But it's curious to me that it's not just people breaking into your home and living there while you're snowbirding somewhere else or you're on vacation or you've gone on a mission. It's also people who are under a lease agreement who stop paying the landlord any lease money, go into default, and then refuse to leave the property.
What rights do they possibly have?
Well, that's the question that we have for our legal analyst, Greg Skordas, today. What rights do they have, if any, in Utah? Utah has traditionally been a very landlord-tight state. We tend to side with landlords and homeowners. But we're going to ask Greg to sort that out for us today in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, you might ask, too, about Airbnb. I've heard those kinds of stories, too, where they Airbnbers will take people in and then somehow they find a loophole in the law not to leave.
Or what about if you let somebody move into your house just to help them out for a while and then they refuse to leave?
Oh, that's a great question, too. I'm writing all these
down. Or a family member, even. A family member or a friend. You know, they're going through a tough divorce. They move in with
you for a time. I'm taking notes from my two bosses. Help people move. Okay, you guys, give me all the questions. We will ask Greg. I want you two in studio with us today.
No. I'd be in trouble with my family if I shared certain stories on here.
Oh, like they couch surf forever.
Nightmares.
Yeah. They couch surf forever.
If you've had somebody in your house that you then decided
I'm
going
to guess you're going to have to end up in civil court over that one.
Anyway.
We went really long. Sorry.
We won't miss it. No. Right.
Your listeners want to get to traffic now. We'll talk to Greg today at 10.
It is a big issue, and Dave and Debbie will be tackling it at 9 o'clock. This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Revere Health.
Let's check that traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Biggest delay in the valley right now, eastbound 201. Extra wait time between Mountain View and 3200 West. Heather?
Slowest traffic southbound 15 is between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. Eric?
I-15 Utah County looking good. Northbound from Provo to Lehigh, but getting over to the freeway, usual slowdowns, Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North. The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with a string of 60s and then maybe some 70s. Mostly sunny skies today with a high of 63. Tomorrow we go 62, partly cloudy, weak brush by system. We'll keep temperatures at bay and even drop them a touch by Thursday. Mostly sunny skies, 61. Bouncing back on your Friday, mostly sunny skies, 65. Up to 69 on Saturday. Sunday, mostly sunny, 74. We're to 76 and partly cloudy on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it's 46 degrees.
We had such a wonderful conversation with Amy Donaldson this morning. Did you listen to The Letter? I did.
Yeah.
The Letter podcast, season one, was just awesome. I didn't know there would be a season two, but season two drops today with the story of two young fathers who were found killed outside a restaurant and the forgiveness associated with this story. Check it out where you get your podcast, The Letter, Season 2.
Can't wait to hear it. By the way, the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Transform your backyard now with a relaxing Bullfrog Spa featuring our patented and fully customizable Jetpack Therapy System. This week at Bullfrog Spa's factory stores, you'll get unbeatable deals, including deep discounts on refurbished and clearance hot tubs and swim spas. For a backyard makeover at a fraction of the cost, come in and save big on premium Bullfrog Spas with up to $4,000 off MSRP and up to 30% off clearance spas with special financing available. Sale ends Monday.
Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Put the equity in your home to work with a home equity line of credit and get 6.49% APR for the first 6 months. Learn more at cypresscu.com.
Want to pay less to vacation more? General RV makes that possible and even more affordable during the model year closeout. April 17th through the 20th, 4 days of savings and free family activities. with the best deals on travel trailers, motorhomes, fifth wheels, and more. Guaranteed. Get to the model year closeout where you can pay less to vacation more. Just how you want it. Only at General RV. In Draper off I-15.
Every year, we seem to have a few people trying to get our free furnace promotion after the sale has ended. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I know you want to save as much money as you can, but that's not how sales work. When they're over, they're over. Lucky for you, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending the sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, and once I think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads, so don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. So if your furnace and air conditioner are ready to be replaced, don't be one of those people that wishes they had called and taken advantage of our free furnace sale. The estimate's free, and we'll make sure you have all of the information you need to decide if our free furnace sale is right for you. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Let's talk squatters. If you're reading the headlines, it seems like you can't even go to the grocery store without the risk of somebody breaking in and refusing to leave. We'll walk you through the most likely squatting scenario in Utah today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Starbucks is cashing in on the sweet heat trend. I didn't know this was a trend. Sweet heat. Releasing spicy lemonade refreshers. It's the latest spring release for the company, but coffee fans do not feel left out. They're also releasing a spicy cream cold foam.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
And I'm actually a little jealous of people that are that passionate about a drink. I'm not. The stock price of Donald Trump's social media company slid again, pushing it more than 66% below its peak set late last month. Trump Media and Technology Group closed down 18.4% at $26.61. It's a sharp comeback since nearing $80.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow is up 121. That's 0.3%. We're at 37,856. S&P is off 6. That's about 0.1%. And the NASDAQ up a fraction, just 3 points.
Several spots now of congestion and brake tapping in the valley, but no delays caused by accidents. We'll check your traffic and weather together next.
If there's a problem during your siding, gutter, or window installation project, most contractors will try to hide it, ignore it, or blame someone else. It's called passing the buck, or turning a blind eye, or my favorite, finger pointing. My question is, where is the accountability? Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and look, sometimes problems just happen, no matter who you hire. Maybe the wrong color siding gets delivered, despite the order being placed perfectly, or maybe a downspout gets cut short. Honestly, it could be anything. At RGS Exteriors, mistakes are rare. But if something goes wrong, I can absolutely, positively, 100% guarantee you we'll never hide it and we'll never pass the buck. We'll make certain everything turns out right for you. That's people over profits. That's the RGS Exteriors way. For a free estimate on siding, gutters, or windows, call 801-280-3110, rgsexteriors.com. RGSExteriors.com.
Where were you on March 18th, 2020?
Epicenter, Magna, Utah. It was 5.7.
Driving around these neighborhoods like a scene out of the Twilight Zone here.
We're having an aftershock right now.
We're feeling it.
When it happens again, will you know what to do? Join us Thursday for The Great Utah Shakeout on KSL News Radio.
Listen for Dave and Eugenovic on Thursday from 9 to noon. Be Ready Utah joins the host live in the Granite School District near the epicenter of Utah's 2020 earthquake for the Great Utah Shakeout.
Coming up on 8:29, let's check the drive with traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Not done with the slowdowns yet, Andy.
Not quite. Although it is improving on 201, we still have the worst delay from Mountain View over to Bangor, but after that, it does seem to speed up. A lot of heavy stretches of I-15 right now, mostly near on-ramps from 114th South up close to Salt Lake. You'll see some slowing as you merge onto the freeway, and an odd little bit of southbound slowing on I-15 right before 90 is south in Sandy right now. Heather?
Speeds are improving on I-15. I'm not seeing any delays at the moment, southbound between Ogden and Roy, but you still have some brake lights showing up between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake City. Good news is Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt are back to speed the entire way if you're trying to get to the airport. And still have a bit of congestion on some of the city streets like SR 193 and 5600 South and Roy. Eric.
215 eastbound looking pretty good. Northbound going by Mount Olympus up to the mouth of the canyon. If you continue on Foothill Drive, expect some slowdowns, though, from Parley's Way up to about 1300 south. And it gets better further north you go up towards the university. I-15 in Utah County running at a regular rate of speed. Use Superior Water and Air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's going to be a beautiful day today. A high of 63, just a few clouds, and it clears out. What did Matt say? High pressure comes back in charge this weekend when we get back up into the 70s. But right now, 48 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A lot of us are anxiously awaiting the day we turn 65, but new research shows many of us will be working long past retirement age.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the details.
The fastest growing age group in our entire workforce is people over 75 years old. New data from the Pew Research Center shows the number of working people 75 and older has more than quadrupled since the mid-1960s. When it comes to why, one expert tells CNN, for one, people are living longer, healthier lives, more people are working desk jobs, and remote work is making it easier for our older population to keep working. But of course, there's the money factor. Only about one in four older Americans can rely on just Social Security to cover most of their expenses. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah has a bigger slice of its population in college than any other state in the country. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Almost 7 of every 100 Utahns is enrolled in college classes, according to recent data from the Wealth of Geeks Financial Reporting Group.
It's counter to what we're seeing with national trends. National trends, enrollment is trending downward.
That's Utah System of Higher Education Interim Commissioner Jeff Landward speaking with KSL News Radio in February. He says that one major reason is Utah's high birth rate. And one of the biggest areas of growth is in technical colleges. St. George News reports Dixie Tech and Uinta Basin Tech saw gains of 42%, which they credit to more investment in the higher education sector and local initiatives that draw students in. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We have some updated information about what was originally thought to be a burst pipe in a neighborhood in Highland.
Dave Fox with Provo River Water Users Association says, had this been a result of a burst pipe, damage would have been much worse and way more widespread. Instead, something happened to one of their manway lids.
Oh, it's a clamp. There's a dome that fits over the top of this 3-foot manway entrance, and they clamp down together, and that was the part that had the failure.
Fox says he knew this was going to be a problem, and his crew was on scene when it happened, working irrigation maintenance. He then went knocking on doors, letting neighbors know. Yards and even the street was flooded, all from the water rushing from the nearby Murdoch Canal. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More than 140 people were arrested across the country during protest in support of the Palestinians. A group disrupted traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge, and roads leading to O'Hare Airport in Chicago and SeaTac Airport in Seattle.
I'm feeling pretty frustrated. You know what? I believe in the right to protest, and I believe in the right to express your point of view, but I think causing this type of disturbance to thousands and thousands of people isn't the right way to go about it.
This California resident got stuck in that congestion caused by the protest on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Local activists are hoping to derail a plan to expand a mining operation in Parley's Canyon. Spencer Shaver of Save Our Canyon says Granite Construction plans a major expansion to its quarry.
So the existing gravel pit in Parley's Canyon has disturbed 67 acres and currently operates on about 11 acres, which is only 1.7% of the size of the proposed new Parley's Canyon quarry.
Shaver says dust from the expanded quarry would worsen air quality, threaten wildlife, and disrupt the water quality in Parley's Creek. Granite Construction says its products are necessary to support the growing population.
There's been a spike in valley fever cases in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Valley fever is a fungal disease found in the soil that can cause pneumonia when inhaled. The fungus grows best in arid desert climates like St. George. Assistant Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Utah, Catherine Walter, says since that area has seen such rapid development, the soil and the fungus is getting stirred up into the air.
Symptoms of valley fever include fatigue, fever, and rash. If symptoms persist, ask your doctor to test for valley fever and then get on some antifungal medication.
First look traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
Amanda, right now we still have slowdowns, I-15. As you go up past 33rd South towards downtown, you've got some delay on the 21st South Freeway out by Mountain View Corridor. Some southbound delay from Davis County right on the border of Salt Lake City out coming out of North Salt Lake. And Foothill's going to take you a few minutes from the 215 exit to get up to Sunnyside. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A transitional housing complex is being built in Ogden for domestic violence victims.
This is a 14-unit apartment complex that's specifically geared towards transitional housing for domestic violence survivors and sexual assault survivors in Weber County.
Ian Williams from the YCC Family Crisis Center says they've been providing an emergency crisis shelter for a while, but they've seen an increase in need since the pandemic.
There are new concerns about the Glen Canyon Dam and the impact it could have on our power and water in the future.
The part in question is called the outlet works. It's a series of steel pipes that were originally designed to release extra water. Here's the problem. If Lake Powell's levels dip to a certain point, then these works will be the only place for water to flow from the dam to downstream. And they're not exactly up to date. The Bureau of Reclamation tells the Daily Herald lake levels are only 30 feet above this threshold. They're working to upgrade the works, because otherwise the dam could struggle to get the needed water downstream. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
In sports, women's college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark was the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft last night. No surprise there. But ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there's some grumbling over Clark's rookie contract.
The payday for Caitlin Clark and the other stars of the night may not be as big as you think. Clark will make just over $76,000 in her rookie year. Over the next 4 years, she'll make just $338,000. Compare that to the men of the NBA, who take home a minimum salary of just over $1.1 million. The top draft pick last year made more than $12 million.
Yeah, now she's going to make a lot of money in endorsements.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah.
I mean, the NBA players will spend that much on a hotel room.
Yeah. You might be right about that. Comes down to TV contracts, mm-hmm. which if they do their job, you know, with Caitlin and this draft group, maybe the next contract will have more money,
so.
And that means more money for them all. Clark, by the way, will be playing for the Indiana Fever.
Plus, we need to take a moment and give kudos to University of Utah All-American Alyssa Peely. She was taken as the 8th overall pick in the draft last night.
And definitely the community in Salt Lake City. I think it's really grown on me the last 2 years I was there. And I'm going to miss it a lot.
Peely will now play for the Minnesota Lynx.
Looks like we've got I-15 solid movement right now from Ogden to Provo. Not much to slow you down. We'll check it all next.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather, KSL presents the story unbiased.
It's a good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all, and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah provides all asphalt repairs for your parking lot. For patching and paving along the Wasatch Front, contact GoPave Utah. GoPaveUtah.com.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple.
Interest rates are not the only thing that has evolved in the mortgage industry. The way loan programs are priced has also undergone some changes. These days, sometimes FHA loans work out better, even factoring in mortgage insurance. This is because loans have what are called loan-level pricing adjustments, and they are usually much higher on conventional loans. These fees are more prominent with cash-out refinances, low-down payment purchases, and lower credit score scenarios. These extra costs end up pushing interest rates higher, and this is why a rate quote without context is usually inaccurate. It can be confusing, but we can help you sort through the numbers to see which option fits your situation. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com, NMLS 289115.
We were just talking about WNBA draft last night. One of our texters says Caitlin was probably making more money on her NIL.
Oh, I bet she was.
Not probably. She was making $1 million.
Really?
In college.
She's taking that big of a cut.
Yeah, to go pro. And there are more athletes like that out there, male and female, actually, that stand to make more staying in college for another year than they would playing pro, which is just crazy. All right, let's get a look at how the drive's shaping up.
8:39, traffic and weather brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, we've still got delays on I-15 in Murray coming up on 4500 South. The SR-201 slowdowns have kind of broken up, so now you'll just be in heavy traffic driving into the sun glare from Mountain View all the way over to I-15, but you'll be able to move pretty consistently at this point. For those of you in Tooele County, some slowing Stansberry Park at the northbound SR-36, but otherwise pretty quiet. Heather?
We've got a multi-vehicle crash southbound I-15. Just as you come after the I-215 North Interchange right around Beck Street before you get to 2300 North Exit, you've got vehicles over on the right shoulder, but also vehicles blocking the left lane that's next to the HOV. So traffic is sort of filing around all of this, and it's backing up towards Center Street and North Salt Lake. Other than that, you actually have a pretty good drive on the rest of the roads in Weber and Davis counties. Eric?
And we got crashes now in Payson, too, if you're trying to get on the southbound I-15 from Main Street. We got a couple of vehicles. One is a bus that's right at the on-ramp to go on to I-15. So be slow navigating around that, and you'll get on the freeway, and then you'll be at a normal pace. Northbound from Payson to Point of the Mountain, that's a 28-minute drive. Get your lawn off to a good start with Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Greener grass using less water. Spread or spray Revive Organic Soil Treatment, available at your favorite garden center or revive.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A quick bounce back from yesterday's cloudy skies and rainfall. We're going mostly sunny skies today with a high of 63. Perfect spring day. 44 overnight. We'll jump to 62 tomorrow. However, we are expecting a shallow cool front that'll bring in some clouds and maybe a mountain shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Finally starting to warm up out there with the sunshine downtown. It's now 48.
It's one thing for Mark Pope to leave BYU to go to Kentucky. It's another for him to take all the great players with him. Hopefully that won't happen, but we did learn one big one today, didn't we, Tim?
Yeah, he was one of the most recruited recruits coming out of high school in the entire country, not just the state of Utah.
Farmington. Yeah, it's Colin Chandler. We're going to talk more with Mitch Harper just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us. That's coming up next. And remember to listen for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you will never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222, or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away.
From director T.C. Christensen
comes Escape from Germany.
In theaters now.
Tickets at escapefromgermany.com.
Are you tired of the pain and discomfort caused by those bulky, ill-fitting dentures? Sick of feeling self-conscious when you eat with family and friends? It's time to take charge. Stubbs Dental Implant Center, Utah's best of state winner, is here to give you your freedom back. Say goodbye to dentures and say hello to the All-On-X Dental Implant Procedure, the permanent, life-changing fix that lets you chow down on your favorite foods without a care in the world and flash that confident smile once again. With cutting-edge technology, you can have a brand new permanent smile in as little as 24 hours. Yes, you heard right. Fast forward to finals and let your new smile steal the show. And here's the best part. Your consultation is absolutely free. At Stubbs Dental Implant Center, Utah's number one dental implant center, they've helped thousands of patients love their smiles again. You could be next. It only takes 60 seconds to start your journey to a happier, healthier smile at StubbsDental.com. That's StubbsDental.com.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah has a bigger slice of its population in college than any other state in the country. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, the Utah Grizzlies hockey team says they will stay in Utah for at least one more season, even if a new NHL team comes to town.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
We've got a crash. They've moved over to the right shoulder as quickly as they could on South 15 right before 2300 North Warm Springs Road. So traffic is backed up in North Salt Lake just after the Center Street turnoff all the way down into Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A nice rebound from yesterday's rain and cool weather. We'll be back to the 60s. I'm Matt Johnson.
48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's check our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump in New York for day two of his hush money trial. Yesterday, prosecutors accused him of violating a gag order in the case. They want a $1,000 fine imposed. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer with more on what could happen if the president continues like that.
I don't think Donald Trump's going to get sent to Rikers for contempt of court. That rarely happens even to the average citizen. But what's at stake is escalating punishments if the judge does feel that Donald Trump has violated the order of the court.
House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiling plans to provide funding for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, but in separate measures, not all one big bill. Israel says it will respond to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend, but the IDF will not reveal what the response will look like or when it might happen. This is ABC News.
All right, we're following a developing story this morning in college basketball news out of BYU, but it's not the news BYU fans want to hear.
The Cougars are losing their top recruit, Colin Chandler, who is following Coach Mark Pope to Kentucky. Joining us live is KSLSports.com BYU insider Mitch Harper. Is he going to be the last one to follow, or will some others join along, do you think, Mitch?
Very possible that there could be, you know, other players that do join Mark Pope in Kentucky. There's already been three players from BYU's roster last year who have entered the transfer portal, none of which have announced their intentions to play for Kentucky. But, you know, BYU also has another high school signee in Isaac Davis. He remains committed to BYU at this time.
I'll tell you, call me crazy, but I think about the awkward situation that Mark Pope is in here, because he'll have some players that he loved and they loved him at BYU who make themselves available in case they he wants them in Kentucky. And then Coach Pope has the tough decision to tell them no.
No question. And, you know, he's also juggling trying to maintain some of the players that he inherited from Kentucky. So it's a unique balance. And, you know, it's just the realities of what, programs face when there's a coaching change. This is unprecedented stuff for BYU. You know, you look at the last couple times they've made a coaching change or had a coaching change. It was a retirement for Dave Rose. It was a kind of mutual parting of the ways with Steve Cleveland when he went to Fresno State. Roger Reed back in the 90s, they fired him. I mean, BYU's never been left, for a coach where he goes to a bigger job. This is new territory for BYU, so it makes it critical for them to get their next head coach in place as soon as possible.
Has Mark Pope said anything directly to BYU fans?
He has not. He has not issued any sort of social media posts, not any sort of commentary at his press conference. He had a coach's show last night. Did mention BYU by name, but didn't have some outpouring of, you know, how it kind of tore at him to choose this job. I mean, he did acknowledge that he invested himself and loved all the places he's been at, but nothing direct to BYU fans, no.
This is a tough spot for Tom Homo. I'm sure he wants to work quickly here because the trade portal window is going to close here in a little bit.
That's right. And, you know, with players able to go into the portal up until May 1st, time is ticking and players want to have clarity as to who their coach is going to be. And, you know, guys like Dallin Hall, who are in the transfer portal right now, they're not ruling out the possibility of coming back to BYU, but they want to see who that head coach is. And by being in the portal, it just gives you all the options in front of you to chart your next path. So, time is definitely ticking, and BYU's got to get that head coaching position nailed down this week.
I know that the time is almost up, Mitch, but is there a front runner in the looking for a new coach?
Well, it's the two big names that are populating right now are Kevin Young from the Phoenix Suns and Chris Burgess is the top two names in the search.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Burgess takes that job. Mm. But something will follow. With your help, Mitch, you're always the first to know there. That is KSLSports.com, BYU Insider Mitch Harper this morning.
With us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
All right, it's 8:49. Let's check the drive with traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy?
And right now, if you're on I-15, that drive is still sluggish between about 45th South and the 215 interchange for northbounders. And then we've still got a little bit of heavy traffic, 21st South Freeway crossing over Redwood and heading over towards I-15. That little stretch hasn't quite cleared out yet either. Heather?
We still have a bit of delay southbound I-15 between Center Street and North Salt Lake and Beck Street as you approach downtown Salt Lake. This is due to a crash that had been blocking lanes of travel. It's been all moved over to the right shoulder, and crews are just trying to clean everything up at the moment, but you'll have those delays. US 89 and Legacy Parkway are at speed, but a bit congested still on SR 193 in Clearfield. Eric?
Down in Utah County, the northbound trek is a good one from Santa Quinn to Point of the Mountain. That's a 30-minute drive. Southbound, getting onto southbound I-15 in Payson at Main Street, you got a crash right at the beginning of the entrance ramp, and one of the vehicles involved is a bus, so just be careful navigating your way onto the freeway, and then you'll be fine. North part of Utah County, that's where all the congestion slowdowns are. Mountain View Corridor turning into 2100 North and Pioneer Crossing, in all cases, heading east to the freeway is going to be slow. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with a stretch of very seasonable temperatures for this time of year. 63 today, mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, a little brush by front will bring extra clouds. We'll call it partly cloudy, and 62 on your Wednesday. Thursday, 61, mostly sunny. We jump to 65 on Friday. How about Saturday, 69? A couple of clouds are possible, but lots of blue skies. Sunday, 74, mostly sunny. Partly cloudy on Monday, 76. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's sunny and 48 degrees, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The bridge loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221. Or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
This is Lisa Nichols from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. We hear a lot about being prepared for emergencies. There's a way to plan ahead for how to handle emergency medical care for yourself or your loved ones. April 16 is National Healthcare Decision Day, which encourages people to create an advance directive or legal document to identify who can make medical decisions on their behalf if they are not able to make those decisions for themselves. That person is called a healthcare agent. An advance directive can also specify what type of medical intervention a person wishes to have if they cannot communicate for themselves because they are physically or mentally incapacitated. Intermountain recommends that you start having those important conversations with your loved ones ahead of time so they are not burdened with difficult medical decisions in the future without understanding your wishes about what is most important to you and your quality of life. Advance directives are not just for older people. Anyone over the age of 18 should have an advance directive. Accidents or serious illness can happen at any age. Advance directives help reduce anxiety during what can be a stressful time when loved ones are faced with making medical decisions for others. Advance directives can be sent to your healthcare provider via mail, email, fax, or placed in your electronic medical records, so your doctors or medical providers are informed of your wishes. Advance directives should be updated when you have changes to your wishes or change your designated healthcare agent. I'm Lisa Nichols with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Let's talk squatters. If you're reading the headlines, it seems like you can't even go to the grocery store without the risk of somebody breaking in and refusing to leave. We'll walk you through the most likely squatting scenario in Utah today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. PepsiCo is recalling over 200 cases of Schweppes ginger ale after finding out the sugar-free cans accidentally got filled with full sugar soda. The sugary mistake is dangerous and could affect some of the 38.4 million of Americans with diabetes or other health issues.
Nissan says it will produce electric vehicles powered by advanced next-generation batteries by early 2029. The new kind of battery promises to be more powerful, cheaper, safer, and faster to charge than the lithium-ion batteries in use today. Solid-state batteries are widely seen as the next step for EVs.
Let's take a look at how the markets are doing this morning. They're mixed. The Dow still struggling to hang on to positive territory. It's up 32 points. The S&P down 14. The NASDAQ is off about 2/10 or 26 this hour.
We have some southbound slowing from Woods Cross to Rose Park thanks to a crash there. We'll check it next on KSL.
For most of the people that walk in our store, it's been an ongoing, nonstop issue. They're searching, they're grasping at straws because they've been trying other products and they've bought something that they thought was going to help solve their problem, and it didn't.
You're listening to Beth, an arch support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A client came into my store last year that has had plantar fasciitis for 30 years. He literally walked in with a handful of products and said, "This is what I've been wearing." I looked at him, I said, "Are you kidding me? I've been here for 14. Where have you been?"
For over 20 years. We've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
I'm just sad that he spent so many years with so much discomfort. I helped relieve a problem that's plagued him for 30 years. I mean, how do you not go home and talk about that?
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeet.com.
The news is brought to you by the Goodfeet store. The life you love starts here.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. My wife and I are the parents of six wonderful kids, and now we have two beautiful grandkids. We raised our kids right here in Utah and have always felt like Utah is the best place in America to have a family. More than anything, I'm running for Congress to make sure that doesn't change. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
At the heart and soul of the Larry H. Miller Company is the connection between people and the places they share. Because we believe that life takes place. Places for families to live, to laugh, and to heal. From the top of our minds to the bottom of our hearts, we're fully invested in making the places that will enrich lives for generations to come. Larry H. Miller Company. We make the places where life takes place.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio. 8:59, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, still have some delay. In fact, some stopping on I-15 between 7200 and 5300 south as you head towards Salt Lake City. SR-201 still a bit heavy between 215 and I-15, but not out in the West Valley Magna portion finally. Heather?
We're pretty much back to freeway speed southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, but you'll be slightly under the speed limit still, leaving Woods Cross heading into downtown Salt Lake. That's due to an earlier crash near 2300 north that's now been cleared. Eric?
We have a couple of cars that have stuck around. It's because of a crash southbound to get on the southbound I-15 in Payson from Main Street, but the bus that was involved has moved along. So you still need to be careful there, but you can at least see the road onto I-15 a little bit better that the bus is gone. I-15, once you get on it, no problems. Southbound or northbound from Payson, you're looking at a 28-minute drive to the county line. Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free windstorm assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Going to be 60 today, just like Amanda. Right now, it's 50 downtown. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Tim.
Happy birthday to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, everybody.
Happy birthday, dear Amanda.
Have a great day.
See you in the morning.